but that we had enough time to speak about all the wonderful things that we commemorate on this wondrous day, the second day of August. The principal mass, which I have chosen, of course, my grandparents were Franciscans, and I was raised by Franciscan customs. And then, of course, one of my first masses took place at the church, which commemorates the miraculous event which is celebrated throughout the world today. For today is the pardon of Assisi. Today is a feast of Our Lady of the Angels. Of course, at Mother Angelica's today, I'm sure there was a great celebration, not only liturgically, but also in the refectory of the nuns and the friars, who get special treats on this very special day of the Franciscan family and of their order, the titular name of their monastery, Our Lady of the Angels, not by accident. On this day, since around the year 1216, when Our Lord and Our Lady appeared to St. Francis of Assisi at the little church that he had restored. He restored many churches, by the way, not just San Damiano. That was the first one. This was one, maybe the second or third. And it was dilapidated, a tiny little church. It is so small that it would fit the whole church in this sanctuary and with room to spare. I had there my second or third mass, and I mentioned this before, and I was very graced because there was a whole convent of nuns, Franciscan nuns, that were on retreat there, and they sang the Mass of the Angels for me at this Mass. It was a wonderful, wonderful occasion with my parents and many other of my dear folk present. But here in 1216, Our Lord appeared and Our Lady, and as always, Our Lord told St. Francis to go to the Pope and that he wanted a plenary indulgence of all sins, of all purgatory, for those who would come on this day. Of course, that was yet ahead of them, the feast of August the 2nd, to this tiny little chapel called the Porciuncula, which means the little portion. And the reason for that is, and I suppose it took place on this day, that land was the property of the Benedictine monks of the nearby monastery. And so St. Francis agreed to pay to the Benedictines of that monastery a barrel of flour for the Eucharist, of wine, and of olive oil. And to this day, every year on this day, the Franciscans take to the Benedictines these gifts. And so the little portion of land where this church is called Porciuncula, and it means little portion. And of course, since then, all kinds of things have happened. Hundreds, if not thousands, of people came for that. It was the first time ever in the church that this had taken place. And the cardinals, you know, sometimes cardinals play unlike today, sometimes cardinals play the conservative role. Oh no, this has never been done before. How can this take place? And the Holy Father says, no, our Lord wants it, and I will grant it. And so he did. And ever since then, it has happened. And of course, many, many, many graces have taken place on this day because of it. And so this is the first time that this kind of an indulgence was granted. Because, you know, before that, you had confession and communion. According to them, you don't need anything else. Well, unfortunately, when you're dealing with a bunch of rambunctious, good-for-nothing, faithful, unfaithful faithful, you need more. And so God knew it, so he decreed it, and the Holy Father decreed it with him. Eventually, other churches were built there, and of course, in 2026, right next to that little chapel, St. Francis of Assisi had himself laid down on the ground, and there he died on October the 3rd, October the 4th, 2026. It grew so much that other chapels were built, chapels for this and that that happened to St. Francis. There were so many miracles. And then in the 16th century, Pope St. Pius V commanded that a gigantic, magnificent basilica be built over the little church. And the basilica takes Roman blocks and blocks of territory, the length and the width and the height, the whole thing. And there also is a monastery of Our Lady of the Angels, where I used to spend Christmas and New Year's every year when I was a seminarian and a young priest in Rome. And so today we celebrate with Mother Angelica in heaven, hopefully by now, and all the Franciscan nuns and friars, this feast of Our Lady of the Angels. And hopefully, and the indulgence is now extended to all those not only who go to Assisi or to a monastery of the Franciscans, but any parish throughout the world where you unite yourself to Our Lady of the Angels, to the Porciuncula, to receive the indulgence. So it's up to you. Communion and confession and prayers for the Supreme Pontiff, that we may have one anyway. Then the other feast, of course, which we cannot forget, there are two other feasts of great importance to us. St. Alphonsus Maria de Liguori, a great father and doctor of the church, who is the patron saint of confessors and of moral theologians, which we definitely need lots of help in that department as well. And then the other feast of antiquity is a feast of Pope St. Stephen the First. And on this day, way back in the 3rd century or so, St. Stephen was celebrating Mass, a dialogue Mass, with singing and the people participating, not just kneeling there saying rosaries and chaplets, which is not what to do during Mass. I don't care what Pius XII said, he was wrong. Saints make mistakes. He's the one that hired the guy that destroyed the liturgy. So let's put brakes on things. Anyway, Pope St. Stephen the First was celebrating Mass in the catacombs, and the Roman authorities came, and they had the delicacy. Even in evil, there is some kind of manners and delicacy. They had the delicacy of allowing the Supreme Pontiff to finish the Mass. And then he sat down on the throne with the tiara on, and then right there and there, they cut his head off, tiara on head. And so we ask St. Stephen the First to grant that the popes in the future will wear the tiara even if their heads are cut off like his. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.